code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I am Alan Walker. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 5th, 2012. Newcomers, help yourself to the audios at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's lots to choose from, and hopefully you'll start to understand the system you're born into. It's vastly different to the one that's projected to you through education and through constant media. It's totally different, in fact, because you see, your whole reality was planned a long time ago, generation by generation, with a definite direction and spin to bring a society for global governance, as I like to call it, under control of a few people at the top who use lots of scientists and even use your special services like CIA, MI6 and so on to fund lots of what you call various organizations to change culture and direct the cultural changes into the system that's going to suit them best, that goes at the top, that is. And it's so well underway. Actually, we're at the very end of this phase of it, when societies and nations have been almost deculturalized completely, and that way they can't regroup and get back into what they were, and it's lost forever, basically, into this new system. Well organized, well directed, billions of dollars spent on directing it, in fact, right up to the present time, and we're seeing some of the fallout today. We've seen it all our lives, actually, but it's all the plan, as I say, the plan is directed by those at the top. Number two, you're the audience that bring me to you. If you like what you hear and you find it interesting, you can help keep me going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com or donating. And remember, too, from the U.S. to Canada, you can still use personal checks to Canada. And you can use international postal money orders from the post office, or you can send cash or use PayPal. And donations are awfully, awfully, awfully welcome. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. Now, when I said, too, that your culture is given to you, I really, really mean it. 100% of your culture is given to you. And your culture today is vastly different from your grandparents and great-grandparents. Completely 180 degrees turned around. It didn't happen by chance. It was forced that way. And, of course, wars have been waged by so many different techniques. And the most effective ways of all were understood even by the ancient Chinese, that you alter and destroy the cultures and direct the new culture along the path that's going to suit you, if you're the leaders, better down the road. And that's where we are today. Tonight we'll be touching on some of this because it's so in-depth, they say. Most folk don't really care anymore because they quite like the culture they're given. Some of them really believe that it's given them more freedom, even though we're all paying for the fallout of it all across the board. And we truly are. The National Health Service in Britain, I've read the articles before, were cutting back on all major operations but prioritizing abortions to fit in with the depopulation agenda, things like that. We all pay. We all pay for this collective, this communistic type of idea of this new world order idea run by the big bankers at the top who have us all graded into our economic outputs, our tax commitments, and what they want to earn out of us for whole lives, right down to even studying your genealogy to see if you're liable to come down with some disease in the future. In other words, how many years can you get out of this cow or this sheep, you know? And then should they dispose of you at the end before you end up being a burden on society with health care? I'm not kidding you. That's how cold and practical it's farming. It literally is farming. And I've gone into the Cold Springs Harbor idea with a eugenicist in the U.S. before, who literally brought in the American Cattlemen's Association to find ways of using their techniques on people, right down to herd management. Well, it's all been done. It's all been done. And you think it's all been done simply by progress? What is progress? Who directs progress? You'll see it every day in your science magazine, Science Blurb. Somebody at the top gives grants out to these guys to push this stuff. Back with more after this break.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hi, folks, we're back. We're cutting to the Matrix, and what a Matrix it is, and it's beyond movies even. Some of the articles that come across daily for us to peruse and, of course, to download into our own brains. And we are altered by what we read, so there's no doubt about it, because those at the top give us the stories to read. Otherwise, they wouldn't. Most of the reality is not given to you at all to read. But ever, they toss out the stuff like Jimmy Savile, as I've talked about before, because I guess it's time to bring it out, to even see, because they probably know how the public will be affected or unaffected by it. In fact, we're so far down the tubes of contamination ourselves by cultural contamination, by the very organizations like the BBC who have been poisoning people for an awful long time. And it wasn't happenstance either. As I say, it's not progress. It's an agenda, a definite agenda, well documented too, if you know where to look. But now they're coming out and talking about Jimmy Savile and the Yorkshire Ripper, they call them, who also killed a lot of people in Leeds, apparently. But it says here that it sounds crazy. It's something out of a movie or beyond a movie. It says Jimmy Savile has been sensationally linked to the Yorkshire Ripper serial slayings, and it says that the masculine Peter Sutcliffe, that's his name, murdered third victim Irene Richardson yards from the paedophile DJ's penthouse. It's about 20 yards away from Jimmy Savile's house. One of the bodies was found, apparently. Regular Broadmoor visitors. Savile, he visited this mass murderer. He had keys everywhere, didn't he? He had just access everywhere. That tells you, you see, it's not going to go any higher because there's much bigger powers above Savile. They used Savile as a procurer for themselves. But anyway, Savile befriended Sutcliffe after the Ripper was moved to the secure hospital for his slaughter spree. And Professor David Wilson, a top expert in serial killers, police should now investigate where the hideous, sinister bond developed before, you know, Sutcliffe was even caught. So maybe they were at it long before. Another crime expert even thinks BBC star Savile could have turned killer himself in his craving for more and more perverted thrills. And the family of Sutcliffe's first victims are demanding that cops question the killer, who's now 66, to find out if Savile was involved in any of the 13 Ripper murders or helped cover them up. And it shows you some photographs and so on where bodies were found in near Savile's place. But it says, the former grave digger, Sutcliffe, knifed Irene, 28 years old, and killed her with three hammer blows near the toilets in Roundhay Park in Leeds on February the 5th, 1977. And the Leeds-born Savile, suspected of abusing 300 young victims over 50 years in business, had taken a lease on his flat in Lakeview Court overlooking the park in September 1971. And Professor Wilson, who's got a real-life version of Cracker, some TV show, said that for a site, the suggestion that Savile might be connected with the crimes committed by Sutcliffe will seem far-fetched, yet predatory paedophiles and serial killers are the awful products of common forces, which, in their case, were allowed to develop unchecked. And that's the key to it all. They were allowed to develop unchecked. Now, remember, Savile is always boasting about his relationships with the nobility in Britain and Prince Charles and a whole bunch of different people. And he said he could keep his mouth shut. He wasn't a grass, as he said. And he was a procurer. He could get anything that you wanted. Think about that. You talk about powerful folk above there. And it says, anyway, so they're going to investigate this part here. And there's another article, too. And on the same basic thing on 21st Century Wire. There's a few other articles on Savile I'll put up tonight as well. But what is the public's response to all of this? At one time, there would have really been outrage. Today, they can put outrage in when there is none. And because the people are so dumbed down through fiction and stuff, the daily diet of television, they can't tell reality from fiction, or they simply don't care anymore, I think. And then, of course, last week I mentioned, too, that starting again with this con game of the United Nations Rights of the Child, which is a prelude to basically rights of paedophilia. They'll deal with the term paedophilia for the rights of the child. In other words, if the child wants to have sex, we'll say, or if you can prove it in court that child wanted to have sex, then it was okay for this person at whatever age above them to have sex with them. And I mentioned the articles last week where Planned Parenthood International is pushing the same old agenda along with the United Nations that they've been pushing for years and years and years. And you think it's all happenstance, don't you, that it's just coming out now? I'm sure you do. You think it's all happenstance, that all these things are just coming out now. But here's an article here, you see. And by the way, I should also mention that Ireland has been pushed to have rights of the child there too, which is the prelude to bringing in intergenerational sex, as they want to call it. But so getting back to what I was saying, it's an old idea, you see, by the ones who rule the world, because they rule the left and the right, you understand, to bring us into the common road down the pathway. We'll all join on the same road eventually. Incest is a favoured cause of old lefties, it says. And it says that the article last week about the radical left defence of paedophilia in the 1970s, goes back to the 1970s, provoked all manners of paroxysms from today's lefties. How dare I blacken the name of Hattie Harmon? Hattie Harmon was one pointing out the stuff that she actually wanted to do away with it, the sex thing, age limit and so on, way back in the 70s, by pointing out that she became legal officer. Now, listen to the terminology here. For the National Council for Civil Liberties. Did you know what the civil liberties were all about? National Council for Civil Liberties. Sounds very official, doesn't it? Soon after it campaigned for a more relaxed approach to sex with children in the 1970s, and Hattie Harmon was pushing for it. She says, but I had a private communications too from people who encountered the libertarian left during those years. In the late 60s and early 70s, I worked at a school operated by the Inner London Education Authority, wrote a retired school teacher. The teachers there were all Maoist or Marxists. They preferred to call it Maoist in those days. They were supporting an initiative to lower or abolish the age of consent, which they said was just a way for and upper classes to keep the working classes in their place. According to them, children were sexual beings. It's actually right out of the same terminology that's being pushed by Planned Parenthood that I mentioned last week, who had a right to express their sexuality. I was one of the few parents in the staff and said that this was just an excuse for dirty old men to abuse children, and I was told that I was brainwashed and bourgeois. Another correspondent asked me to take a closer look at the National Council for Civil Liberties, it says. It's his report on sexual offences, 1976, which argued for a fundamental rethink on the subject of incest. Yes, you read that right. Decriminalizing incest was one of the pet causes of the brothers and sisters of the extreme left, represented by the NCCL, National Council for Civil Liberties. This is from its 1976 report. For hundreds of years, the crime of incest has given rise to such intense feelings of revulsion that public discussion on the subject has often been ill-informed and irrational. Note the distinctive finger wagging. The present-day case against incest is, firstly, that genetic damage may result in the offspring, and secondly, that an incestuous union is disruptive of the union of the family. Fortunately, the NCCL was on hand to brush away these Fausti prejudices. As his recent studies didn't support the idea that incest caused genetic damage, it said, and it is in contradiction to the practices of successful animal breeders. In any case, the advent of reliable contraceptives and safer abortion weakens this argument. So if a man has sex with his sister, he should use a condom or arrange for an abortion. You understand, you're looking at the pillars getting knocked down, and they're already knocked down back in the 70s to do with even abortion. So you just go for the next step and the next step and the next step. As for the effect of incest on families, incest is not the cause, but one symptom of a disrupted family. In our view, no benefit accrues to anyone by making incest a crime when committed between mutually consenting persons over the age of consent, an age of consent which the NCCL wanted to lower to the age of 14. Incidentally, though, only to placate public opinion, because actually they want it abolished. It's both logical and consistent with modern development to suggest that the age of consent should be abolished. The NCCL is now better known as Liberty and run by, guess who, Shami Chakrabarti, Chancellor of Oxford Brookes University and secular saint of the Guardian and BBC conglomerate. I'd be interested in her take on this chapter and her organisational history. Has anybody thought to ask her, because she likes to talk? But what happened to the woman who was General Secretary of the NCCL when these stomach-churning views were expressed? Did she retreat into the grumpy subculture of ageing Marxists? Not quite like a number of Callaghan-era hard leftists, that was the Prime Minister at the time, she reinvented herself as New Labour loyalist. Indeed, the Right Honourable Patricia Hewitt, for it was she, served as Secretary for State for Health from 2005 to 2007. To be fair, I don't recall her saying a single word about incest. So, you see, there's only one agenda in every area. There's a particular agenda which has never, ever changed. It doesn't change with time because, you see, these boys at the top are changing time. They're changing everything. They're changing your culture and how you behave and how you'll view everything in your time, you see, by knocking down the barriers. Knock, 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 and eventually there's nothing left to knock down. And you think it's all just developing, and it's got nothing really to do with you, don't you? One day you have people coming to your door, if you have children at all, demanding to have sex with your children, and you better allow them because the government will be on your back if they don't. I'm not kidding. Now, I remember before I mentioned about the big groups that were brought into the US and Britain to change the culture at the end of World War II. These guys were hard, actually more advanced Marxists in Russia, and they stayed in Berlin until they were kicked out by the Nazis, and they came over and they were given permission by the President of the United States to change radically the culture forever and the culture of all Western countries. And I mentioned the Frankfurt School as well. Well, this ties in with all, you see. Theo Adorno was one of their big mouthpieces. He says, Adorno and the purpose of modern music, and I've talked about this kind of stuff before, and I'll talk about it when I come back, to show you that you like what you're given, and every generation is. There's a purpose for it all. Back with more after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts. I'm talking about culture, how culture is always directed step by step, intergenerationally, down to where we are today, and planned an awful long time ago, written about a long time ago, and the big boys do what they want. They always achieve their goals because there's incredible money put into the culture industry. Understand, the CIA has been heavily involved in it. I've read articles before from books put out on the culture industry and their involvement in changing post-World War II culture, especially. But the same group who were involved in making it happen were brought over from Germany, and even before World War II, they were trying to change Europe's culture, then the same people. And they've been awfully successful up to the present time. They've achieved most of their goals. Only a couple left is not far from achieving all of it, in fact. So you have a completely dependent, a dysfunctional public. Now, I've mentioned Theo Adorno on many occasions, who his head was up in the clouds there. These were really psychopathic types of intellectuals. And you know, that's the type of intellectual which is actually psychopathic, for those who didn't know that. They're in love with their own mind, in love with their own thoughts, and they really think that everyone is holding their breath when they speak, and they are a type of psychopath. And he and his whole group were involved in changing the cultures and paid by you, the taxpayers, to do it. They brought in the beatniks before pop music, and they tried drugs at that time as well, all over Europe and the West. And then they brought in the pop culture, and they brought in also what you call modern art, for those who don't know. That was all funded by your tax money and the CIA, well documented by people in the CIA. But anyway, here's what Theo Adorno says in the pulp, the purpose of modern music. And remember, your president of America and prime minister of Britain gave this group permission, working with Bernays and others, to radically alter the culture of these countries. Remember, even all these NGO groups today will get your taxpayers' money to fund them if they can prove that there's radical change. I don't like to think the article I read the last one I read about paedophilia, doing away with the term paedophilia. That's radical change, understand? Here's what Theo says. What radical music perceives is the untransfigured suffering of man. And according to today's music, I'd say so. It says the seismographic registration of dramatic shock becomes, at the same time, the technical structural law of music. It forbids continuity and development. Music language is polarized according to its extreme towards gestures of shock resembling bodily convulsions on the one hand, and on the other towards a crystalline standstill of a human being whom anxiety causes to freeze in her tracks. Modern music sees the absolute oblivion as its goal. Think about that. This is the guy who was given charge of being part of the culture industry and music. And this guy knew the Beatles, he knew them all, he owned their music for a long time, in fact, till he died, and then Michael Jackson bought it over the rights of the music, remember? But he says, modern music sees oblivion, absolute oblivion, as its goal. It's a surviving message of despair from the shipwrecks. It's not that schizophrenia is directly expressed therein, but the music imprints upon itself an attitude similar to that of the mentally ill. Think about what you've heard recently, last about 15 years. The individual brings about his own disintegration. Now remember, these guys talked in what they thought was a science, a very advanced kind of Marxist science, to disintegrate the individual into the whole. So you have everyone disintegrating, and then the big leaders, the intelligentsia, would control all of you through governmental institutions, which has happened. He imagines the fulfillment of the promise through magic, but nonetheless within the realm of immediate actuality. Its concern is to dominate schizophrenic traits through the aesthetic consciousness. In so doing, it would hope to vindicate insanity as true health. Complete reversal, understand? Complete reversal. To vindicate insanity as true health. Think of all the music you've heard over the years. You thought it was all done by, you know, this young guy is just screaming and yelling. Down to rap. It's all funded into existence. Nothing gets into existence without massive funding. And as if the doors are closed, you don't get up there. It doesn't happen. Adorno argued that there must be a total disintegration of post-war European and American society to defeat authoritarian impulses within society, and that all forms of beauty had to be eliminated and replaced with popular music and degenerate forms of mass culture. Over time, this degenerate culture would cause widespread mental breakdown within society, characterized by depersonalization and loss overwhelming by shock, it says, or connection to one's own body, actually. Hebephrenia, which is a very immature behavior, which stays there all through your life, which Adorno defined as the indifference of the sick individual towards the external, and catatonia, which is a similar behavior in familiar patients who have been overwhelmed by shock. Catatonia. I've seen all of that. You've probably all seen it all too with people on drugs. And necrophilia, he says. Adorno wrote, universal necrophilia is the last perversity of style. Universal necrophilia. Getting back to Saville, he had the keys to the mortuaries. He was going into the mortuaries. And now it's all over the news, and there's not a gasp about it at all. Tonight I'll also put up an article from Poland where coffin manufacturers, big ones, big corporate one, is putting out nudes for the photograph, the calendar on the coffin. Make it sexy. No, necrophilic to the coffin. Yeah, not that. Like before us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Ward. We're cutting to Dimitri, talking about how we've arrived at this stage of basically nihilism, where big agencies and governments can control us all. Even the United Nations controlling us all over the world now through their NGOs and their think tanks and so on. All planned a long, long, long time ago, even when they had the League of Nations. So you're going way back, you see, same agenda, and it took a long time to get to where we are today, where we pop elderly people in the hospitals, and hospitals don't even tell you they're going to kill them, and they put them on the so-called care pathways and just bump them off. And it's okay, because it's economically beneficial to the country, apparently. You accept that, there's not a yawn. Everybody's yawning right now, probably. Again, back to these articles here. A Polish coffin company has angered the Catholic Church after producing a calendar featuring topless women posing with their caskets. It's not just topless, by the way, it's body paint they've got on, that's all. The marketing ploy features semi-naked women in provocative poses and on and next to coffins made by the company Lindner, it's called. The Catholic Church has condemned the calendar, saying human death should be respected and not mixed with sex. Well, that's necrophilia, so Adorno's got his wish. We're right down there now. One image from the 2013 edition of the calendar sees a young woman with a snake covering her breast as she reclines on a coffin. Makes death all sexy and corpses sexy. Another, a woman wearing a crimson corset, depicted as pulling out the heart of a man laying on a casket. Well, that would fit right in with the Yorkshire Ripper too, probably, and Jimmy Savile. And there's not a peep out of the general public on this kind of stuff, because we're so degraded now. As I've mentioned before, that Yuri Bezmenov, that's one of his names, came over from the Soviet Union and talked about this back in the 70s. He says that they'd already succeeded. He says it was all over. They had no idea that deculturalizing the people of the West would be so easy and so quick, and it's all been done. So I'll put these links up tonight at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And then you get into cancer expert who treated Molum brands of Liverpool Care Pathways, the technique they're using across the whole of Britain, the most corrupt practice in British medicine. He says, I wouldn't be treated in a hospital here, says Professor Mark Glazer. And a senior oncologist accused the National Health Service managers to use the Liverpool Care Pathway in order to clear beds and reach their targets of elimination. We're all here. It's all been achieved so cleverly and slickly too. So the senior cancer specialist condemned the controversial Liverpool Care Pathways, a corrupt and scandalous system used to free hospital beds of the old and sick. He said the pathway used across the NHS is a way to ease the suffering of the dying, is employed by the health service managers to clear bed space and achieve targets that bring in more money to their hospitals. Professor who treated former Labour Cabinet Minister Mo Molum during her last illness said practices in British hospitals are morally bad medicine and that he would personally never be treated in a hospital in England. That's how bad it is now. And by the way, Obamacare is based by the RAND Corporation. I've got it here. The RAND Corporation said, look at the world, they're copying the one from Britain, if you care at all about it. He says, I would go to America. Oh, goodness knows it's going to come here too, because I don't trust anybody, he said. He has removed dozens of his own patients from the NHS care pathway. That intervention by Professor Glazer, consultant oncologist and Imperial College Healthcare National Health Service Trust, comes at a time of growing concern over the Liverpool care pathway. A centerpiece of the National Health Service program for end-of-life care that involves removing life-saving treatments, so you just refuse it to you, from patients considered to be dying, even if you might be dying 2 years down the road, by the way, or longer. Pills and suffering. No, that's it. It's starve you. Commonly, patients are heavily sedated and tubes providing nutrition and fluid are removed. Typically, a patient dies 29 hours after being put on the pathways. They also give them drugs, which causes inhalation pneumonia, by the way, because I've got lots of emails from people who've had relatives going into it in Britain for simple things, and not even being told they were put on the pathway as soon as they were admitted. Says, but families have complained that loved ones have been put on the pathway when they're not dying, and senior medical figures have said it's impossible to predict when a patient will die. Well, technically, a brand new baby with all these years ahead of it, you don't know when it's going to die. See how they're using terminology to confuse. Well, leading doctors opposed to the pathway have said it hastens death, and that putting a patient on it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, they're killing them. Doublespeak is beautiful, isn't it? I mean, it's easier if you went into Holland. In Holland, they simply say they've got euthanasia clinics. And if the in fact, now if the government deems you a problem, a burden on society, and even these euthanasia clinics, the private ones won't kill you, the government will have a little white van come up to your place and they come upstairs and kill you. I've read the articles here and there. At the weekend, Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt promised to reassure patients by making it a legal requirement for doctors to inform families when a patient goes on the pathway and to obtain their consent. Who would have believed the hospitals would even go into this at one time? Everything's degraded and degraded and degraded. Anyway, he's expected to announce changes to the rules today. But Professor Glazer says it wasn't enough. The 67-year-old consultant who was in charge of radiotherapy at Charing Cross Hospital, West London, said, I'd like to see a whole inquiry set up to look at patients with incurable diseases and how patients can be managed within a time limit from the beginning of their pathway to a really good pain control and symptom control at the end of the pathway. You can't just be guided by admission rates and targets, he said. There's nothing more intransigent and corrupt at the moment in medical practices at the hospital liver than the hospital pathway movement, he says. It's not really active or passive euthanasia, is negligence, is death by, well, it is euthanasia. What's the difference in shooting somebody or sticking in a room with no food or water? Of course it's euthanasia. He says, but it's right that all managers want the bed space and they will take down drips, intravenous fluids, weeks earlier to get people out. I mean, killed, that's a scandal. So it says the average example is some poor person whose family is absolutely miserable and a nurse comes in or a very abrupt palliative care doctor instead of going on the Liverpool pathway. And then you get the treating doctor, such as myself, rung up by the wife of the doctor in tears saying, oh, we didn't want this, we were baffled, we didn't want to do it, we were bullied. By the way, they use a lot of different terms for the pathway, and they speak amongst themselves, you know, to catch on the terminology they're using. And the hospitals are getting money for everyone they kill. That's what healthcare is for today. And you think this all happened by itself? How come the public accept this today? What happened? You've been utterly contaminated. That's what happened. Culturally contaminated. Why is a Department of Culture throwing billions for every country and under the United Nations? They all have a Department of Culture. They promote all this death and necrophilia and all this kind of stuff and pedophilia with your tax money. Until you've got a generation who's grown up thinking everything's just nihilistic anyway. So what if they kill people? I'm okay. Didn't happen by itself, folks. Nothing does. Nothing does. And also, up to the one on Ireland, as I say, because now here's the United Nations and the big society to take down the parents' right over the children, so that children can want to have sex with much, much older people. It's a pedophilia extreme. So amendment is not abuse of power, it says. I guess voting the children's right referendum would ensure the appropriate use of power by the state to protect children. That's how they flogged it in Australia in the 90s. Now the parents have no rights over the children at all, folks. And it's the same from the United Nations, rights of the child. And then Planned Parenthood come in and say, oh, the child might want sex, so drop the legal limit for the age. In fact, do away with it altogether. That's the next step. So Ireland, if you have anything left at all of culture, your old culture, you better stop this. You better stop it, nip it in the bud, before it goes any further. Also, I want to do this one here, and it's to do with the nonsense that's been spewed out for years by the big boys that run all sides of everything. And you better understand this. All sides of everything. To do with information and how you'll think and what you'll think about, and even the institutions they set up so that you'll think they're speaking for you. And have something for everybody. Something. And as I've mentioned before, it's like a minefield. You walk through a minefield and got these signs, come here, come, no, we've got the truth here. Oh, it's over there. And you're utterly confused. Folk fall into the UFO thing. They always revive and put out, it's actually called counterintelligence, guys that will use your information, which is just simply practical and provable by their own books, etc., and government publications. Then they'll tack on the New Age stuff and talk about good vibrations. See, and hidden masters. And you can become a hidden master if you just vibrate at a high enough frequency. And you go zap, wee, wee, in a different dimension, just like that. But you got to wear the right colored clothing. All the old rubbish that Theosophy put out. Same stuff. Same stuff. In fact, the same organization that's running today's New Age ran it in her time too, Blavatsky's time. But it always works. And they always use the same stuff, take drugs, you know, and have your meet your power spirit, and go, especially go to Latin America, like Crowley did and others after him, push all that rubbish. And then they come in and they present to the public as fighting this nasty system, and they'll use all the stuff that you've found out and figured out. They always take it all, and then they tack on their own stuff for the suckers who want a way out of this without doing anything, which is a spiritual way to do it, you see. Just become enlightened enough. And think positive, and the earth will go through a light proton or photon field, and we'll all become suddenly enlightened, and the bad people will all just melt away. And all this crap. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Dr. Carl hoses down the Mayan doomsday predictions. Who do you think gave you all this rubbish and funded all this in your reality? The Mayan prophecies. So I'll put up a video tonight to show you just a little bit. Doesn't go into in great depth, but tells you how it all started. And the guy that they put out there is a front man too, just like many present-day front men who are doing the same thing and paid by big organizations in their own countries to do so, to con all of you. And it says, Dr. Carl Krusel-Linsky, says there's no reason to think an ancient Mayan calendar correctly predicted the world will come to an end of December the 21st, 2012. But he actually goes through the rubbish they give you. And the photon belt stuff, the high vibrations, just wear the turquoise suit with little stars on it, stuff like that, you know. For the idiots out there. And then when you talk the truth about what's happening like tonight, reading articles, you're lumped in with these nutcases, you see. That's counterintelligence. That's how you knock off the truth. Counterintelligence. So when you hear that stuff getting pushed, you know what you're listening to and by whom. I hope. I really do hope. As I say, even Aleister Crowley, I mean, the MI6 had to eventually admit that he belonged to them. To push all his tripe at that age as well. Now, also, China, you know, this is supposed to be a big communist country. Communist, the biggest communist capitalist ever on the planet. They've got a fantastic slave population that better do what they're told to mass produce things for all the fascists in the West. You can't get your mind around this, can you? This fascist communist thing, this great big partnership. You just can't get your mind around it, can you? You see, the United Nations said that China is the model state for the world to copy. Do you want to get stuck in a factory locked in, getting a few pennies a day? And you better obey or they'll kill you and sell your organs off before you can say what. So anyway, they're changing leadership as we go through the same farce as we do in the West. Senior Chinese communist leaders have gathered amid heavy site security for a closed-door meeting in Beijing, where they'll put the finishing touches on a once-in-a-decade leadership handover that officially begins next week. The state-run Xinhua news agency said the final gathering of the Communist Party's 17th Central Committee opened Thursday. The short memo said that changes to the party's constitution and other proposals are being discussed. It's expected to last about a week. It will likely result in the formal expulsion of the disgraced politician and former Politburo member Bo Zili, says, who is expected to stand trial for corruption and other charges. So they always give you a fall guy, as the Chinese do at the end of their thing, thinks we're for the people. You know, all these multi-billionaires who run China are for the people. You know, we're all in it together, sort of stuff. So you all have to pool together and live in poverty and austerity for the whole world to survive, you know. And the reason these guys have got are billionaires at the top is because you can't expect them meeting foreign dignitaries and coming in and sitting on the floor like the peasants do. So they've got to be billionaires, you understand, and get little rewards. Or you wouldn't get the right folk with the right talents up there. That's what they tell us in the West, as they gouge us and rip all of us off too. Nothing's any different, you see. But it's a more perfected system. See, in China, they don't think that they're free. In the West, they still think they are, because there's so many TV channels to watch. It's quite amazing, isn't it? And also, I mentioned last week, too, about the end of the notes of different future researchers at this USENIX security conference, it's called USENIX, have demonstrated a zero-day vulnerability in your brain using commercial off-the-shelf brain-computer interface. Researchers have shown it's possible to hack your brain, forcing you to reveal information that you'd rather keep secret, it says here. I also want to put up two scientists to do with climate change and all this, the aerial spraying. It's called AirCrap, and it's dead on with a lot of the stuff there. And it's a big agenda, of course, big agenda. This whole global warming nonsense and rubbish and fiascos to make you believe that you're causing all the problems. And that there's a whole bunch of professionals out there right now, weather forecasters, and who's come out and said this is people have no memory of all the hurricanes they've had all through in the West Coast or the East Coast of the U.S. And it goes through them all on the list in the 1800s of all the big massive ones that hammered New York and that coast. And swept away goodness knows how many houses and everything else. But you see, you live in your moment of time, and you're kept thinking that everything's been stable up until now. No, it's not. It's never stable. And even when they're pushing and trying to make hay off this by forbidding folk to go in to help New York, you know, there was hundreds of vehicles came down from, it was a big company in North Carolina going down there to help the U.S., big electrical company. And they weren't allowed to get in. They were, it's before the storm hit, because they knew all the power lines would come down. The Duke Power Company lost them flying down there, just like a trainload of them, all of them down the roads. These trucks going down to help, but the FEMA turned them back. See, they want to make hay and show up everything that happens now as a massive catastrophe, and you've all caused it. It's all your fault. And then you have to say, oh my God, save us, special people. I say, well, we will, but you can't live like you've been living up until now. Got to change it all. So that's why they're playing up massively. And they'll milk it for as long as they can. And so the guys who own New York, because of all the federal funding, the longer they hang out, the more money will get thrown at them. Some of it might get to where it's supposed to go. You know how New York is, like it's more amphibious.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Colin Watt. I think there's a caller on the line. It's Mike from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Good to be back. Just one thing quick. Don't vote tomorrow. Donate to the show instead. You know, you were talking a lot about this, these perverts and Walt Whitman kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the culture, I always say it's the culture stupid. For years, I've been not so much the economy. Although that's a problem too, but But back in college, I had to read a book, Picture of Dorian Gray, which kind of reminds you of where everything's heading.
Yep. It's
probably already headed. And it says in there, the mentor says you can't cure the senses until you cure the soul. And then he says you can't cure the soul until you cure the senses. And it reminds me that a couple days ago, you were talking about the Pakistanis, how they're droning them to death with 7-8 drones in the sky.
Yeah.
I've actually seen that here a few times in the summer when it's real humid. They try to pull that when I got my headphones on. But yeah, they're going nuts, and they're devout religious people.
Uh-huh.
And then, I was just in Las Vegas a while ago, and you want to get some sunshine, you go to the pool, there's these pervert helicopters flying over, and then they're playing Katy Perry music or something like that that's talking about literally climaxing in bed. And there's little kids at the pool with their parents, and and it's what is it, the helicopters or the pervs? I mean, which comes first? And it's like, they want to really destroy your hearing with all the garbage and the stuff they see on TV, and then they pervert the senses through all the other means.
Yeah.
It's like a talk show host said years ago. It's sick out there and getting sicker.
That's the intention of it, though. That article by Theo Adorno was that's not kidding. This guy was employed with a whole group of people, and the Macy Group as well, and a few other ones, and Bertrand Russell, to design the culture that we are living through today. And they knew back then they could bring it down to this level that we're right at today. And it's a timetable, you see, step by step by step. And they've been awfully successful, and it's not finished yet. And you will see, I said years ago, you want to see live sex on even comedy shows. It'll be throughout everything. And then pedophilia will come in, and there's no such thing as pedophilia. And then you'll actually see snuff stuff, because the people now are so jaded and overdose with entertainment that they're beyond ancient Rome, and the gladiators are beyond that stage now. And that will come. And then you're at the mercy of those who then control you, because you have nothing to stand together with. There's no culture left. And that was the whole intention of Theo Adorno and the Frankfurt School and all these boys. So we're there, actually.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably not much time here, but for another show, if you could ever get into, how do we create even a counterculture again? Like maybe you had in the 60s and a little bit ran out in the 80s. I remember when I was in college a little bit, that attitude. But you don't even have young people today thinking of counterculture. I mean, very few in the Patriot movement or whatever you want to call it. But it's really like they all pretty much want to be PC, I guess. And maybe they can get a job on a reality show or a Coke commercial and
That's right. That's right. That's what Theo Adorno said, that they're actually going to music, living in fantasy, hoping to become a star. They have no idea of the massive industry that makes you a star. Anybody can be made a star if they want. Otherwise, you're out. But they live in fantasy and hope. And most folk today don't want to change. What they want is to stop time right here. Don't make it go any worse than it is. Because they like their own debauchery and the stuff that they've watched themselves.
Because you don't even have baby boomers' kids rebelling against their parents anymore.
No, you don't. No, you don't. They maybe have one parent, and that's about it. You see lots of dads going by, but that's about all. But thanks for calling. From Hamish myself, Montreal, Canada, it's good night to your God or your God's goal with you.
It's true.